Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nancy Rosanoff is with us, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you she'd be here. We're all going to get smarter because Nancy's here. Nancy's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 99. In fact, we've just passed over the 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She probably doesn't even know that. You know, we're like baseball. We keep up with these kind of records. We don't have her earned run average, but we have all the other numbers. She is our intuition expert. She is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition and, one of my favorites, Knowing When It's Right, An Intuitive Approach to Improving Relationships. Nancy Rosanoff, welcome back to the show.
Okay, Jim, it's great to be here. It's 10 years, huh?
Uh-huh. How about that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
You were with me the first time.
It sounds like just yesterday.
I know. Well, when you have fun, time flies, doesn't it?
It's absolutely true.
You were with us the first time on December the 6th, 1999.
Wow.
How about that?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, who would have thought that I know what you thought in those days. He'll never make it. But Nancy's been a good friend and an abiding resource for us over the years, and we're so fortunate to have her. Nancy, one of the things that you want to talk about today is something I think a lot of small business owners know about, whether they think they categorize it or whether they ever stop and recognize that that's what's going on. I think they have these moments. Talk to us about it. You're thinking.
Yes, and I think one of the challenges of the small business owner, of any of us who get involved with the day-to-day task of things and the trying to figure things out and the grind of life, is that it's easy to lose sight of how life really happens. That all the good things in life, the way they happen is they just unfold moment by moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that. We think we have to force something to happen or maneuver something to happen, and nothing really good ever comes that way. And so the aha moment is one of those moments in life that we can't predict and we can't make it happen, but it's when we get a larger view, we get an insight, we all of a sudden understand something, and it puts all the pieces together.
Well, I think those aha moments, for me, those aha moments are when I accidentally slow down for a minute and something is revealed to me, and I say, ah, that's how that works. Or when the world slaps me upside the head so hard because I'm being such a hard head, and I say, okay, I get it.
That's exactly right. Both of those things. And so
Don't hit me again.
Yeah, right. So the message of both of those is that, okay, the way there's a form of intelligence, you know, and I talk about it as intuitive intelligence, and it is. This is another way of describing that. That when we're receptive in a different kind of way than our analytic mind,
mm-hmm,
these kinds of insights happen, and that's really the way life and understanding and clarity and inspiration and creativity, that's how they happen.
And folks, when you hear me say, sometimes we just need to get out of our own way, that's what Nancy's talking about, isn't it, Nancy?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so we need to constantly remember that we like to think that we make our life happen and that we're the big shots or that we're so smart we can figure it all out.
That's
really not true.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. And I'll tell you something else I used to believe, Nancy. I believe this with all my heart. I'm a very gritty, determined, take no prisoners kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I
know that's such a shock to you, but I hide that under a bushel pretty well.
Yeah.
But when I was much younger, I believed that if I could make it happen, it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That if I could literally that the universe wouldn't allow me to make something to produce actually create something that wasn't supposed to happen.
Uh-huh.
And so if I was having trouble making something success or making it happen, it was just because I wasn't trying hard enough. It wasn't because it was the wrong thing to do.
Right.
It was because I wasn't trying hard enough, and all I had to do was to push harder, try harder, work harder, you know, convince more people. That's all I had to do. And you know what? By the time I got to be about 40, I said, you know what? Something. This was a big aha moment for me, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, and I'm sitting on the ground. The world has knocked me completely on my backside. Mm-hmm. I got knots on my head,
mm-hmm.
and probably some blood running from out of my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I said, I said to myself, you know, I think some things are not meant to be.
Right. That's right.
That was a huge aha moment for me. I've never forgotten that.
Well, and it's absolutely true, but don't you still find yourself getting seduced or provoked into trying to make something happen?
No, you don't understand how big those knots were, Nancy.
No, they were big, okay? You gave
no,
it up.
No, there were no spots changed on this leopard. No, I mean, I'm still the same lovable, cuddly guy that I ever was, but now I give things my best shot, but I don't do any unnatural acts unless I've checked my position. See, that was something mm-hmm. a mentor told mm-hmm. me one time. One of my mentors told me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Jim, if you wonder, I asked him one time, I said, how do I know when I'm right? Like, as you say, knowing when it's right.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know when it's right? He said, check your position.
Mm.
And between that little, my little aha moment and him saying, check your position, that's how I know whether to keep going. Because I really do have more work to do, or mm-hmm. you know what, the world's just not that into your idea.
Right, that's you know? Right. You know, that's a really good thing. And the way I would say check your position in another way is to look at how you're living.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because even the lifestyle of working so hard and efforting says, well, if I just bang on one more door,
right?
If I just trample down one more piece of resistance that someone's having to my idea, then I'll be okay. But what kind of life is that? That's a life mm-hmm. filled with grind and it's focused on the future and it's saying that I need something to happen. I need this idea to happen in order for me to
mm-hmm.
be okay.
It has to be this idea.
I have to be right.
Right.
And the quality of life that one is living at that point is terrible.
That's the check your position part,
isn't
it?
And that's the check your position.
Hold on to that thought, Nancy. When we come back, folks, and we'll talk about how do you blend all this that Nancy's talking about with perseverance. I mean, everybody knows that the key to success as an entrepreneur is perseverance. I mean, it's automatic. It is part and parcel to being a successful entrepreneur. How do you blend that? How do you know when to go and when to stop? 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The late, great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. Check out my blog. We update that almost every day, sometimes more than once a day. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Nancy Rosanoff is our good friend, a 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the author of Knowing When It's Right. Nancy, how do we find you online? How do we find your books?
Well, you can go to rosanoff.com. It's as simple as that. And there you can find out. I have a blog, and I have some of my television shows up.
Yeah.
I do a show of the week, and I talk about kind of an enlightened view to the issues that we face every day. And that's the intuitive intelligence that
yeah.
I'm talking about.
It's really important stuff, folks. These are the kinds of intangibles, ladies and gentlemen, that small business owners really. I'm so grateful that we have Nancy with us as a member of our team, she's available to you through her books and through her website and our shows. Because these are the kinds of intangibles, when you're not hitting on all cylinders, when you can't find out what's going on, you need to sort of uncross your eyes and settle back, take deep breaths, and figure out if you're getting in your own way. Nancy, is your television program still on hiatus?
Yes. I mean, all the shows are getting put online, but okay. I'm not producing them right now.
Okay. All right. So we're looking forward to when that happens again.
Yes. Nancy, we'll see. Don't hold your breath. It may be something of the past, but who knows? You know, I love doing it.
Yeah.
And it was a blast.
Yeah.
And who knows if it'll come around again.
Nancy, there's a book that everybody knows about called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
In that book, there's a section in that book where he talks about the guy who drilled for gold all those years and finally abandoned the mine.
Yes.
And another guy comes in and buys the claim, moves over 3 feet and strikes gold.
Yes.
He goes all the way down to where the guy was that didn't find gold, and he just knocks a hole in the wall 3 feet left or right and finds gold. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that haunts every small business owner, every entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You were talking about earlier, we were talking about me, you know, realizing that some things were not meant to be and knowing when to quit and all that sort of thing. But I don't think it's a matter of quitting. I think it's a matter of moving left or right 3 feet. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a matter of getting a larger view. That it's not about working harder, as you said. And so it's perseverance is, well, it depends on how it's done. It depends on the quality of it. Of course, we stick with something and keep moving if there's a sense of flow with it. And if it's, and flow is not necessarily that we're getting what we want. You see, the challenge... We're talking about a deep issue here, so let me see if I can simplify it. If we're attached to what we think the outcome needs to be, like finding the gold, and that's what we're desperate about, what we need to do, then we're never going to make it.
Because we're looking for gold.
And maybe... But the guy who's having fun, who says, you know what, this looks like a great project, and yes, I would love to find the gold, but this seems like the right thing at the time for me, and I'm going to go for it.
And what may be... Maybe you're looking for gold, and then you start shoveling other stuff out. Turns out that's what's the other one?
Silver or uranium?
No, I was thinking of the thing that the women, the jewelry thing,
quartz,
platinum.
Or
platinum is what I was
platinum,
thinking.
Right.
You know, I'm looking for yellow stuff. What's all this gray stuff in here
exactly.
for? And you're shoveling it out, and you're looking for gold, and you actually shovel out plutonium. I mean, platinum. You'd never know what it is. But see, this is going back to you know, if you're a spiritual person.
Mm-hmm.
And you pray, mm-hmm. and so you and I've talked about this. Boy, if you're a spiritual person, you pray, you know, be careful praying for stuff.
Exactly.
Because you know, in my experience, you know, a simple prayer for me is just reveal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me
yes.
see. Help me see.
Help me see what is. Help me see what I'm not seeing.
Right. And
our problem is always that we're thinking we know what's right, or we think we know what we need to get to. And so we're always in the future, or we're looking at things that it's not what I want.
But Nancy,
rather than seeing what is.
Even if you don't have a faith life, saying that kind of a prayer to yourself causes your mind to unlock a little bit, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say that God works whether you believe it or not.
Well, that's what
that's
what I think. But you know, everybody's
God,
not like
then
that.
It's there. Then whatever you want to call it,
right,
is fine. God doesn't care, but it is. It's still there.
Nancy, we got about a minute, about 40 seconds left. Your last thoughts on this topic
On the aha moment. Well, everything that we're saying. Check your position. Look at the quality of the life you're living right in the moment. And if you're filled with stress and strain and pain and distraction, then you're not seeing clearly what's going on. Yeah, and you're not able to perceive the inspired idea. You're not able to see the opportunity.
And you're probably
filled with tension.
And you're probably blaming the world when you should really be looking to yourself, right?
Right, or forget yourself or the world. Just kind of look at what is it with a more grateful perspective, and the answer will be there.
Hey, Nancy, I'm grateful for you.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Okay, Jim, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks for 10 great years. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks to all your listeners.
Thanks. Nancy Rosanoff, ladies and gentlemen. And that's only two F's on the end. Everything else is single letters. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.